This is the Morning Liberty Program right here at RBN. Our phone number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. My website, morningliberty.com. Clint, my guest this morning, his website is thecorporationnation.com. Clint just mentioned a moment ago about these attorneys, these foreign agents that have become a plague upon this nation. Let's go to the phones real quick. John, thanks for waiting. John from Tennessee, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Clint. Good morning, Clint. Good morning, RJ.
Good morning.
Clint, I've got your video bookmarked. I'm taking it in small bites. I've got a comment and a question for you. The comment is that I called into a local talk show here that is an attorney that bills himself as your Washington insider. I called him up, brought to the attention of him and his audience, Manta.com, where it says that state representatives and senators, etc., are all privately owned companies. He immediately cut me off the air and took 20 minutes to refute what I had 15 seconds to say. So my question for you is, why is it that so many people, in your opinion anyway, don't realize the danger of having the government of the United States as a private company?
Well, I mean, that's pretty easy to answer. You just answered your own question. You've got a mainstream media who, I mean, you got to keep in mind that this is the most closely guarded secret. The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which shows the full budget and workings of the corporations, is the holy grail of information. If the people were to comprehend that and be able to look through these reports and say, hey, wait a minute, my town has millions and millions and millions of dollars or billions of dollars tied up in these funds and in these other aspects, there would be rioting. These guys are fragile. You look at these politicians, they're fragile, half men. I don't even call them men. Look at these guys, they're horrific. And then you've got a whole media system, which coincidentally they own through collective investment and through corporate governance. They vote who the board of directors is going to be on the companies, these media companies. They vote on mergers and acquisitions. They vote on all these things through their stock holdings because they get that right as government corporations. So you've got a secret here that's been kept secret for 70 years. And, you know, that's why I'm here. It's my intention to make this not so much a secret anymore. And I commend anyone, this show especially, for having people like Walter and myself on here to talk about this and who are brave enough to talk about this, because you're poking a stick at the machine, and that's dangerous.
Well, I understand what you said, but I just wonder how the American public got so dumbed down that they can't understand the danger of private enterprise running our country.
Well, I guess the best answer would be a woman named Charlotte Iserbit, who wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. The deliberate dumbing down of America. What's that?
Sounds like he had a phone call to attend to. I appreciate his comments, though, that these same people who are the owners of these corporations, which appear to be our government, also are the owners of these news organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been groomed, okay? That's what a pedophile does. He grooms his victim. And we have been groomed to look up to these institutions and to count on them. We cannot count on truth coming from them. Clint, hang on. We'll continue right after this.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
From the hands it came down, from the side it came down, from the feet it came down, and ran to the ground. Between heaven and hell, a teardrop fell in the deep crimson dew. The tree of life grew.
Good morning. Our phone number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. You may have a question for Clint, my guest this morning. His website is thecorporationnation.com. And mine, of course, is morningliberty.com. Thanks for tuning in. I was noticing, Clint, this is unique this year. Apparently there are snowstorms striking Europe that they are not prepared for. More than 22,000 flights have been canceled, and there are many thousands of Americans who are trying to get home for Christmas who can't make it home. And we take a look at the event last night, and I think if no one else does, Clint, I think we at least need to mark time today. I believe that this event last night, the lunar eclipse, is the event that was marked on the Mayan calendar, where we are now entering a new period of what was defined as no time. And I think there are changes occurring right in front of us, whether it's the lunar eclipse, if we're paying attention, or if this strange weather that is happening everywhere, I hope that we are paying attention. The other thing I think that I hope we pay attention to and that we jump on board with is that these are crimes, in my humble opinion. These are crimes that have been committed, that we've been speaking about this morning, by these men and women who we thought they were judges, but they are not judges at all. But they have been stealing from Americans, and they have used these corporations to steal from us, and we have been unsuspecting at best. Clint?
I would tend to agree with you there. I mean, you know, you watch these old Hollywood westerns where they would go and they would string people up for doing such things, much less, for that matter, than what these people are doing. And you know, you look at the people now. I mean, I'm actually kind of a, I hate to say it, but we're kind of a shame, us Americans, when you think about it, because like I said earlier, with the you know, the rushing in to buy the products on trampling everybody to get your hands on a new TV that's 80% off. That's what's important to people, not the fact that what you just said is absolutely true. Crimes are being committed against people, and they have no idea. Now,
I got a phone call.
Sure.
Please hang on to that thought, because I want you to present that. I got a phone call about a week ago, and there's a neighbor of mine, and her husband passed away, and they don't have much. And she was headed up to Salt Lake to do some shopping to get some things for her grandkids. And on her way there, she was doing, I think, on the road, doing 55, between 55 and 60. And she was pulled over by an officer who was sitting there in the corner watching with his radar gun, and he told her that she was going 70. And he ticketed her anyway. And at the moment, she had no way to defend herself. And she is so upset. She emotionally falling apart and went into trauma over this event. This police officer swearing that she was going 70 or above, and she knows she was between 55 and 60. I think the speed limit there is 65, okay? Mm. And she was so upset by it, and she didn't know if she could continue traveling all the way up to the Salt Lake area where there's, you know, bigger stores and probably better sales. And so she turned around, she put her tail between her legs, and she turned around and came home. And I'm thinking, this is an assault. When a police officer can do this, and lying, and you know what? A police officer is like an independent contractor out there doing his best to bring in money for his county, to bring in money for his city. It's his job. In fact, you know, there are some who, you know, they have, you have to get this many tickets or else, you know, we can't keep you on the force. You know, you've got to get so many tickets, you've got to get so many violations in order to justify you being, you know, holding this job.
Exactly. Well, that is exactly what we were talking about earlier. It's the loss of ethics. It's the loss of morals and values. A police officer or a sheriff used to be a trusted individual who would do the right thing. Well, if you don't have the power because you work for a corporate structure and are nothing but a code enforcer, which is what this guy is, there to enforce the corporate code and keep the continuity of government. Yeah, you're not there to protect and serve. In fact, there's several lawsuits that say you can't even use the Constitution as a defense in court. These guys are not there. They are not required by law to protect and serve. They're not required to help you. They're only there to enforce code, whether it hurts or helps you. They're there to enforce code. So what we've got, again, are people in positions of power, and that's where he is. He's in a position of power, not able to make the correct decisions, not able to do the right thing, because if he does, he'll lose his job. That is a perfect description of what America is right now, especially in its government.
Well, I was going to call them officer, these men and women. I mean, this friend of mine who was just traveling down the road, she did not injure anybody. She did not do any property damage. In my opinion, it is completely lawful for her to travel, in my humble opinion. Mm. And yet she probably struggles even to keep the roof over her head every month. And it's probably a struggle for her even to keep food on her table. And yet, above and beyond her ability to take care of herself, she now needs, according to this traffic violation, to reach in and pull money that she doesn't have to pay for a violation that was not even a violation.
No, and again, you're talking, again, victimless crime. Who is the plaintiff in this crime? If you go to court, who's the plaintiff? There isn't one. There's an artificial person, a corporation, who has no right to put a complaint against you because it's not a real flesh-and-blood natural person. So there is no plaintiff in the case. If you want to question your accuser, you cannot because it is the state. And that is a very dire situation. Very dire.
Now, you've got these people, right? I mean, you've got officers in their cars with their radar guns who work for cities. There are some cities who may have one or two policemen whose job it is like their complete job is to sit there in the car with a radar gun and raise money for their city. Or you've got counties who are doing the very same thing, sitting in some corner trying to hide to catch somebody who may be going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. And then you've got supposed officers working for the state. And it's like they're trying to catch people violating statutes that, in fact, there's no violation at all. There has been no crime committed. And who do these people work for? Who signs their paychecks? These corporations is who these people work for. They no longer work for the people. That's the point. They no longer work for the people. And they're calling these violations as a violation of law when, in fact, it's no violation at all. And I think that at some point here, that they will no longer be able to continue doing this kind of theft upon Americans.
People are starting to educate themselves. I'm one of those people. You know, I have another couple videos up there on that the CorporationNation.com site of me going to the Salt Lake City Airport to hand out information on the deadly body scanners and the radiation that they cause and the cancer that they cause. And, the airport police stopped me from handing out papers in a public area and essentially told me that free speech, what did he say? Free speech is not a right, essentially, is what he told me, that I have to have a permit to have free speech in the airport on a public property, which I know is incorrect. For one, it's not statutory law. It's presumed prima facie law, and without my consent, he has no power. And so, it's actually a pretty telling video. I asked this guy where he worked, and he said, Salt Lake Corp. And I said, you work for the Salt Lake Corporation? Do you realize that's a private corporation? I went through the whole spiel. And basically got him to say that he would, essentially to feed his family and to take care of his family and to make a living, he would pretty much bash my head in if that's what they told him to do. It's a very telling video that should scare you because, these guys have no conscience because they're artificial. They're not working for people. They're working for the corporation, this artificial person who's not human. It's not a feeling, living, loving entity. It is a business, and the purpose of a corporation is, as you've alluded to, is to make a profit and make a profit for its shareholders. That is what makes a corporation.
See, it's not viable. About producing a product. Okay, it's not about producing a product. That is where wealth comes from. It's all about producing a profit, producing cash revenue for these corporations that have no heart, that have no feelings, that are violating Americans, they are violating our rights. And what I'm saying is, I think this is a part of the new day, the new beginning that is happening. It's right in front of us, that at some point, and it's coming soon, that they will no longer be able to get away with this kind of crime against Americans, this kind of crime against our freedoms. Clint, hang on, we'll continue. This is the Morning Liberty Program right here at RBN.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Back. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ. This is the Morning Liberty Program. My guest this morning, Clint Richardson. And again, his website is thecorporationnation.com. Mine is morningliberty.com. Thanks for listening. Again, our phone number, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. One of the issues that I did plan on getting into with Clint this morning was the Oath Keepers, and we have not gone there yet. We began by discussing China. We've been talking about the corporations that have taken over this country and the theft, some of the theft that they have been committing against us and our country. But we'll go there. Clint, is it okay if we take some calls and some questions?
Sure thing.
Let's go to Massachusetts and chat with John, and then we'll go to JG in California. John, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, RJ. Good morning, Clint. I just wanted to thank you for having another great show. And, Clint, I heard you on Deanna's program last week, that was amazing. So I'd like to really thank you because, I mean, you guys are on the front line, and take some you-know-what to be on the front lines. But I was also... I was very interested in hearing your kind of Damascus Road experience there with the video games. I thought that was real interesting. And I'm wondering if our New World Order crowd, you know, I mean, who would have known that this is where, you know, that possibly this is where the video games would have ended up, where a guy could go to work in the morning and then, you know, go and remotely kill people and then just go back home to his family. I mean, that was an amazing story there. But I guess my question is, this system, it's so demonic and so satanic that I don't know, other than like a divine miracle of people waking up and somehow, you know, but it would take, I guess, you know, so many people. I don't like to be pessimistic, but I don't know how you can defeat a system where we're all so much tied into it. They got us tied into it, and we're so you know, tied into it. Do you think it's possible to you know, defeat this system? It just seems like the odds are. It seems like, I don't know. I think the odds are against us, but I wish it could be defeated. But I don't know. You know, it's just all encompassing, this matrix.
Well. You know, I used to feel that way, and I think what really brought me out of that kind of funk was the realization of some of the stuff we're talking about now. When I, as I said, I've developed a sort of clarity where now I kind of understand what's happening. I understand that the reason these companies are doing all this, and the reason that it seems so hopeless, is because the government and the corporations are really not... There is no divide between the two. They are one and the same.
Well, I think a part of it is because we allow this to go on, and that's a part of, I think, what has to change, is
right.
We can no longer allow this to continue. Clint?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is it's. I'm on a roller coaster right now. I was never a radio guest. I never have done radio before. I started doing radio programs maybe 3 months ago. This is new for me. But there's no reason that you or anybody else can't do exactly what I'm doing. I'm not making any money off of it. This is a pure labor of love and an effort to save what we have left and possibly
change. You
see,
the people, Clint, who now get paid for doing radio, they are told what to say.
Exactly.
And if they will not say what they're told to say, then they are fired and they find someone else to say what they once said.
Right.
Well, I certainly commend both of you. I mean, like I said, I'm trying to do it in my way or my small way, and, you know, I guess everybody's got to do their part, but, you know, God bless you for the work you're doing, and keep up the great work, and I'll definitely... I don't know. Is there a way to contact you via phone or not? Or
well, John, I'm thinking that you probably have friends and you probably have neighbors, and my hope is that you'll let them know. And they can tune into RBN and learn, even if you don't do all of their instruction. Okay, you can tell them, "Hey, listen to RBN. I think you'll learn a lot." Okay?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot,
friend,
guys.
You can reach me. Clint, C-L-I-N-T, at CAFR1.com, CAFR1.com.
Okay, thanks, Clint. Appreciate it.
You got it, sir. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Let's next go to J.G. in California. Good morning, J.G. You're on.
Morning, R.J. Hey, Clint. Congratulations on your enlightenment. I've been in this a long time. R.J. knows my background. I wanted your take, because... you seem to be hitting right to the core of everything that I've been interested in. Economics has really been a lack of my interest until meeting these gentlemen on these networks and getting involved with their personalities and finding out how earnest they are. And I find that I have great admiration, especially for RJ. He just uncovers the most unbelievable guests, phenomenal people that are God broke the mold on, and I'm so blessed, and I can't thank you enough for taking some endeavor. But my question to you is, as I've asked on this network to a number of
JG,
yes, sir.
I hear the music coming. Let me suggest this: that Clint, Deanna, she was a writer and an investigator, and it's just awesome that she now has a program here at RBN.
Yep.
And Clint is somebody just like you and just like me. He's doing more than what people may think is his share. We can all participate and make the difference. JG, hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
We've got about 25 to 30 minutes left this morning. I definitely appreciate Clint joining us today. And Clint is, he typifies some of the people who have joined me here on the air. I've done this, Clint and JG, for about 19 years. And I've worked as a newspaper reporter for a couple of years. I've worked in television for 1 year doing news as well as running cameras and those kinds of things. And I fully expected when I was going to college, I was taking broadcast journalism classes to be this big television news anchor. And then I stayed in radio. And there are issues that I see happening around us that I don't see anybody else addressing. And I figure that I get to ask questions, and I love the people who come to these microphones that they get to share with us the cream of their crop. And many people, Clint, have joined me who have never done radio before. And I've been off the air for about 7 years, even at a talk station with Stockwell, for example. For 4 years, I was on before Stockwell in the mornings. And I was kicked off from there because some of the issues that I would talk about, human sacrifice and corruption by Governor Mike Leavitt, even during the years when Salt Lake had its Olympics. Okay? and there are issues that I think we already have permission to address, right? It's our day here on the earth, and if we don't ask the question, then who will? And I definitely appreciate people like Clint that I have found. It's funny, JG, I've got about four notebooks filled with Post-its as during those 6 or 7 years where I was listening rather than speaking, I would gather phone numbers and emails and contact information for all kinds of people that I think people need to hear from. And I love that at RBN I've found a home. I've found the right place where we have a right to ask these questions. And I love the motto, you can handle the truth. Isn't that awesome, JG?
Yes, sir, it is. I know a friend of mine used to say, Hillary and I, we've learned a lot at the White House, and I'll never lie again, RJ.
Wow. One of the things that I've noticed, and I think it's noteworthy recently, is last week when Obama was there talking about his tax package, and all of a sudden, you know, he steps aside and Bill Clinton comes to the podium, and then Obama walks away. I think there's much more that went on there than people even realize, and how interchangeable those people are. People are already asking, you know, the question whether Obama can be reelected to a second term. And I'm thinking if he continues to do Bill Clinton kinds of things, maybe, right? Maybe. Mm-hmm. I think it matters that Obama was born in Kenya. He has no right to stand as commander-in-chief. In fact, no right to stand there as the president. But right now, if you were to ask the question, well, if he stepped aside, then who would fill his shoes? And I don't know that Joe Biden would do any better. He would probably do the very same things as his handlers would tell him to. And John McCain, if he was president, he has handlers as well, the same handlers who tell the president what to do. But it's the same game. These corporations, who knew, right? The House of Representatives is a corporation. The Navy is a corporation. The Air Force is a corporation. All of these hundreds of thousands of corporations that are, well, they appear, we've been trained to believe they are our government. Clint?
Well, you've been trained that you're supposed to obey your government, more importantly, even though they're a private corporation acting in lieu of a constitutional government. So, yeah, you've got some serious problems. Hey, did you happen to see I got an email from someone about Obama. Obama made a speech, and he said, I was really shocked. He said he was talking about World War II, and he said that his father fought in World War II, leading into some other comment. And someone looked and saw that.
I saw that.
His father and his stepfather were only 10 years old. So we either have a case of perjury, or we have a case of we need to find out who his father is.
We've got a case of PR. For example, Lyndon LaRouche, right? JG, this is an example. Lyndon LaRouche, when I interview people from the Lyndon LaRouche crowd, I'm always sent a bio of the guy who's joining me, and I'm always sent a list of, well, these are the issues we would like you to talk about. And I'm thinking, when Clint and I came together, I thought I knew what we were going to talk about, and we have gone another direction. But we've been talking about issues that, you know, the main press would just not touch. JG, I know you've got more questions for Clint. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, speaking of LaRouche, I was talking to a fundraiser out of Houston named Dan. Wonderful guy, it sounded like. But, you know, RJ, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Clint, that I've got reservations, a whole lot, about Lyndon LaRouche's people, because all they tout is FDR, 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 what a great person he was, what he did for America with his TVA, and John from Tennessee would know about that. And they think he's what was that called, RJ? His plan, what was that plan called? During that time, he had a major plan named for America. It was his work plan. What was that called?
Well, one of the things that LaRouche continues to talk about is that Obama needs to be removed as president, and I think we can agree with that conclusion. They also believe that we need to renegotiate the debt situation with other nations. And I think that when we take a look at how entrenched they are in this system, you see, I think the system is wrong, okay? And even Glenn Beck, even with his new book that has come out, I think it's called Broke or Broken or something, he suggests, well, this system is broken. The question is, the real issue is, okay, if all of us decide, right? If Americans decide that this system is broken, what's next? That's the issue.
Well, that's
because
kind of
I think their new world order system is waiting in the wings. It is. In fact, I think it's possible we may already be in the new world order. But they have an answer for the problem that we think that we are now facing. JG?
What? Yeah, I guess I better pose this question before it gets too late. My main question was, it really kills me how our people have MSD, mindless sheep disorder, and the fact that they just can't wrap their brain around these issues. I've got two friends that can't wrap their brain around there were no planes when you give them the evidence, as what the show that Deanna had yesterday just knocked the ball out of the park. But, Clint, what I wanted to ask you is I've tried to tout that people, sometimes they think I'm speaking violence or with my background, and I brought it up many times that, you know, we talk all the time, and we've done this for 50 to 100 years, and everybody that's anybody knows who the bad guys are. But I wanted to ask your opinion, because really I believe the root of the problem is the financial system. That's the beginning step, and what whatever that the Restore America plan believes they're going to accomplish, to what avail do you think, like Mao Zedong said, the only reason or what success or power is at the end of a barrel. And I'm wondering, we have all the people in place with their authority to do, convict, prosecute and bring up on charges with grand juries or whatever the legal system that we can get back under our nation, under God, that we need to do. And it's like we got all those people, but nobody stands up and does anything. Or it's like, even to what you're doing, Clint, answer this. To what avail is it going to be? Knowledge is power. It can be dangerous. But all this knowledge that we're gaining, and how many people are we really going to, educate? To what avail and to what degree is it going to do any good to where that we have all this knowledge and we can go to these courts, but of course we have to have the courts hear us and they won't let us and they throw discovery out. And, when I went into court to testify, depending on what I used to do, because I used to enforce federal law enforcement. But of course, before I knew what was really going on, as I've learned from these networks, what do you think, Clint, is going to be the answer that you educate your faction and your facets of your knowledge, and then who's going to do anything with it? Because I see no one out of all these decades. We're so educated, and it's just an internal faction, but it's like, who in the world, what prosecutor is going to have the pelotas, as I used to say on the border, or do this with... in the academic legal area, we're looking at guys like Edgar Steele, who's been, fraudulently prosecuted for creation of the technology we've got, and we don't have enough people to stand up. We do have millionaires in this country, but nobody's standing up to the plate.
Let Clint approach the several questions you have thrown at him. Go ahead, Clint.
Well, I think what our mistakes have been is to think that, even though we know these guys in office are not representing us, we know that, especially now, that they're representatives of a private corporation, not in the people's interest. So, I mean, what you're talking about is probably the thing that needs to change. You need to stop saying things like, how do we get our corrupt legislators to do anything, and how do we do... Well, that's not what the goal is, at least not my goal. Or Walter's goal. The real goal is, as you say, to get the people educated. That's why I made this movie, because it's absolutely for the common man.
You see, that's a part of the answer, right? That's one part of the answer, and that is educating people on what the truth is.
What are they going to do with it is the point, see, because the ones that can do something about it are not doing anything about it. Masses are important, but force is what gets things done. And the only reason why they're getting away with what they're doing is because they have that power at the end of a barrel. Now, I don't want to exercise my index finger, and you've emphasized this morning, RJ, that the American people are not going to stand for it. Well, how many decades, how many children have died in abortion? How many young people, mothers, fathers, daughters?
You know, I love that if you take a look at, here's an example, Schaefer Cox, okay, up in Fairbanks, Alaska. Now, there's just a clear example.
Great.
There are people in Fairbanks, about 3,500, imagine 3,500 people, okay? And if the sheriff came to knock on just one of their door, any one of those 3,500 people, their door, misuse his office to charge somebody with a crime that, in fact, was not a crime. One phone call goes out, and all of a sudden, 3,000 people come to the door and say, excuse me, you want to do what to my friend? You're doing what? And I think when you take a look at the momentum, okay, there are people who've been talking about this Mayan calendar and how they have concluded and continue. It's amazing the History Channel, okay? The History Channel, how often recently they're playing these end-of-the-world documentaries, okay? And Clint, I know you have seen some of that. These end-of-the-world documentaries, and it's like they play it again and again and again and again. It's like we've created a mindset now of Americans who may expect the world to come to an end. And now we have a whole new generation of teenagers and young people who they may think they have no future, okay? And now here we are, right? The day is today. Who knew? The 21st of December, 2010. Marked by this lunar eclipse that did take place last night, and I'm thinking there are many of us in America, many, not enough, many of us, though, who understand when we talk about the end, well, which end are we talking about? And I think it's a beginning, okay? I think it's a beginning. And I think it can be done in a peaceful manner, but JG, I think it's about numbers. It's about quantities of people who understand the truth, quantities of people who are waking up, and I think if you take a look at the Tea Parties, I think the Tea Parties represent the waking up, this momentum that is just beginning to build. Clint?
I would agree, although I will say that the Tea Parties were taken over really quick by the powers that be. That's the only problem with them. But, yeah, you know, again, this crisis of conscience.
I think Sarah Palin and Glenn Beck did their best to put a saddle and a bridle on the Tea Party movement, but I'm thinking, I don't think it's done. I don't think that movement is done. I think it's just getting started. Clint?
Well, I think as long as it pushes people to the Republican Party, they've co-opted the whole purpose of the Tea Party movement. I mean, Walter Burian actually has the original emails from when the Tea Party was just a thought between the Constitution Party and the Ron Paul Libertarian Party. I mean, we're talking the original emails when it was just a grassroots thing. Hey, we should start a Tea Party, you know. So the thing, you know, the fact that it's gone Republican should tell you that it's co-opted. Period. That's, you know, end of story. So unfortunately,
well, a part of that equation is a discussion that not many people have had, and that is that Ron Paul, in fact, is a Freemason. And so was the purpose of the Tea Parties to bring more voters to the Republican Party? Is that what they were up to? And that doesn't solve anything. JG, anything else quickly before
you... Well, I just wanted to say, though, that, you know, academics and education are important, but I go back to my original argument is, when is enough enough, and when do we draw the line? Not that we have to stand up like maybe some of our hosts do and get upset and draw the line like that. That's not really where I'm coming from. A couple of people took something out of some emails that I said until they gave me the chance to rebut and come clearly. But as I say, RJ, and to you, Clint, that when is somebody going to, I mean, because the way we want to do it is legislative, but they're all bought out or they're all compromised, whether
exactly.
It be sexual or political or family or something. And nobody is going to do it. Nobody's done anything with all this knowledge. Who's going to be that one person that has the authority? But see, the trouble is, RJ, somebody with that authority has to have a group. And we can't go another decade. We may have another year. Listening to Bob Chapman and his economic opinions are great. I keep almost warning people, they better get food less than 6 months. I've been telling this for about 2 years. People are looking at me like I'm the boy crying in the wolf. But either one of you, who is going to step up, and when is enough going to be enough academically and to purport this legislation that we need and
there's,
say to these
there's
people,
an answer, to answer your question, and I know that Clint has an answer. There's a concept called the 100th monkey. And Clint, mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that, the 100th monkey thing?
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
It's something to do with monkeys out in the woods, and one monkey decides to change how they pick up their food and clean it before they eat it. Imagine that. Something so simple.
But one step at a time.
It just takes one. Just one today and then one tomorrow.
And I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, man. I am trying to be that one monkey because I'm trying to be that one out of a million monkey because I am doing what I'm doing. Again, I've not made a red cent off what I'm doing. I've been writing for 2 years almost now. I made this documentary in my home, in my basement. I'm giving it for free. This is what I mean by crisis of conscience. Everybody needs to have this crisis of conscience. Everybody needs to understand what that one monkey is trying to do and start following the same thing. Now, as far as solutions, which I'm all about solutions because I'm so tired of hearing shock jock radio where they scare you and sell you products but never tell you solutions. My solution, what I'm trying to get across to people, is Walter Burian. He needs to be cherished. He needs to be funded. He's got this thing called Tax Retirement Fund that I am all about. And it is actually a thing that people will vote on. And if you go to taxretirement.com, go all the way to the bottom of the site and click on the link there, you can read the actual prospectus that he has. And it reads just like, almost like a Declaration of Independence or a Constitution. It starts with "We the People."
JG, thank you for the phone call. We'll be back right after this, Clint, with our final segment right here at RBN. We'll be back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Sego Skanagoa ga Skanagoa ga Hau yau ine gai na we ahe Sego.
I hope you have enjoyed the conversation this morning. I definitely appreciate Clint Richardson joining us today. And as the last caller mentioned, Deanna Spingola, I am so tickled that she has joined RBN. I am just tickled as can be that she has been given a second hour, and her research is outstanding, and doing a radio program on top of that is just great. And Clint, I understand. The host here at RBN, we don't get paid for this. Many of us, we are devoted to this movement, doing everything we can to save our country, using our skills, using the people we know, and this kind of technology to reach out to people and to come together. I don't know if you see this, but here at RBN, it's like we are like a family. And there are radio audiences that this stuff would shun them, would shock them. And maybe they need this kind of shock, but I think you're right, Clint. The people need answers as well, need solutions, and not just, you know, pointing out the problem sometimes. You know, it's like sometimes it takes that to get somebody to budge off of his easy chair, okay? But coming together with solutions is really important, Clint.
Yes. Like I said, we can talk about the problems all day long, and we can play our commercials that sell products, but without solution, what's the point? And again, if people aren't familiar with Walter Burian and CAFR1, CAFR1.com, check it out. Taxretirement.com, check that out, because that is pretty much Walter's solution to the problem. And when you really start to understand what's going on with him and what he's thinking, it's actually the most brilliant thing I've ever heard. And it would literally fix the economy. It would end taxation. And it would do it in a lawful way. And that's, it's really the only thing I've ever heard that actually makes sense and actually would make things right. And the people vote on it. That's the other brilliant part. It's not something that you're trying to push over on the people. No. You explain it to them. You get a group together. You go to door to door and you get this implemented in your own government, your own venue, your city, your county, your school district. Imagine a school district being paid without taxation and fully funded.
Many Americans are so angry. They're so angry at what has been done to us. And as people are waking up, I can see, you know, the emotional feeling of retaliation, of revenge in this. But I'm thinking there's no legs in revenge, okay? Revenge isn't going to lead us anywhere. But coming together with a solution like you're talking about, I think it's just really significant.
It is, and you cannot just end things. I say that same thing about the Fed. You cannot just end the Fed, because you know what? If you end the Fed, you're going to have a big gaping hole that needs to be filled. And guess what it's going to be filled with? International monetary system. So if you're going to end the Fed, you darn well better have a replacement by the people and for the people. Same thing with everything else in government. You can't just end it. You can't just take a gun and start shooting. You have to do it logically and with reason and with purpose. And if you don't do that, you're just harming your fellow man instead of helping. So
I agree. Clint, my hope is that you and I can do this again sometime.
I'd be honored.
Could you mention your website for us quickly?
Yeah, I forgot. TheCorporationNation.com. I also have
a
blog.
You forgot.
The blog is realityblogger.wordpress.com, and blogger has one G.
Again, thanks for joining us. We'll do it again.
Thank you,
and,
sir.
And Pastor Manning, he's next right here at RBN. I've had my own technology challenges this morning, but we did not quit. And I hope you've enjoyed the visit with Clint this morning, and thank you for making your calls, those of you who've joined us with the discussion. I'll be back tomorrow. This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'll see you then.
It's true.